two men, one topic. They both have to pick a side, regardless of their view. It's time to get serious. Jay Foch versus Nick Reed for The Debate on Power 96.5.
Welcome, Nick Reed.
Hi, thanks for having me.
You are from our sister station, KSGF. You do real debates. This is our fake debate.
Feels like it, I haven't been in here in a while.
Is I it know, a couple it's been weeks? Nice.
Yeah.
Are you guys ready?
Ready.
195 British naturists set a new world record for naked roller coaster riding. They beat the old record by 93. So the naturists posed for a group shot with their backs to the camera. So the debate is, one of you can be one of the naturists that says, you know, we just wanted to try to break a record. We wanted to try to do something fun. Then the other one can be, you know, somebody else that says, this is a little inappropriate. Can't you try to break a record with clothes on? You know, why do you have to be naked?
Is naturist their way of saying nudist? Is that?
Is that what it? Yeah, I guess.
I guess because that's the natured state to not have clothes on.
All right, I'll go first.
I don't care because I got nothing.
Okay.
Great.
So
as
whatever.
As per usual.
So whatever.
I'll just be somebody who's appalled that you guys are running around the amusement park naked. How about that?
All right.
And I'll start with, how dare you parade yourself around this amusement park where children walk around, eat ice cream cones, go on the kiddie rides, get wet on the wet rides, go on the roller coasters, go on the dizzy things that go round and round, up and down, all in all directions, and hear you people
want things.
Try to break the record of 93 with 195 of you people. 90 was too many. 93 was too many. 3 too many naked people. 195 too many naked people running around this amusement park. What do you think this is?
Stuck.
Finding Neverland?
Yeah.
Is that what you think this is? Do you understand that we have to hire a cleaning crew after you people ride our roller coaster because you're naked on that thing? Do you also know that those people have to wipe down all the seats before families come in the next day to our amusement park because you decided that you want to ride naked on our rides? Do you also know that there's going to be so many injuries that you guys are going to report because of wiping and going back and forth and up and down on the seats of the roller coaster, hitting certain things that maybe you shouldn't be hitting that normally protects yourself with clothing in that roller coaster?
Oh my God, so well.
This is ridiculous.
Idiot.
And you guys should be ashamed of yourself parading around this amusement park and riding roller coasters naked.
Oh my God.
I think that was one sentence.
No, he didn't stop.
It was a run-on.
My head's going to explode.
But it was one sentence nonetheless.
Oh, nonetheless.
I try to channel my dad whenever I do this side of the debate.
Well, first off, I am as God made me. You know, in the world where we're so desperately trying to reach a level of equality, there's nothing more equal than all of us wearing nothing other than what we came out of our moms, and that is what God gave us. So there's no social status here. Nobody's wearing fancy clothes while other people are wearing hand-me-downs,
right. Because
we're all wearing exactly what God gave us. Secondly, let's not pretend that you're really worried about our parts flopping around and injuring ourselves or others. That safety bar holds it all down very nicely, I'll have you know. So everything is safe and secure, hands and Big Jim and the twins not allowed outside the car at the time that it's moving. Thirdly, have you ever tried cleaning yourself up after you crap your pants in a roller coaster?
Oh my God.
First off, you got to do that weird duck walk to find a bathroom. Then you got to go in there. There's not nearly enough room to maneuver around anyway, but you got to try to get your underwear off, wipe the backside of your pants well enough to where you hope it cleans it up so it's not moist the rest of the day, and then figure out where to throw your underwear. This way, it ain't my problem. It's the problem of the person who's paid to hose the thing down. Plus, I had a season pass. That gives you certain benefits.
It's Foch and Sarah in the morning on Power 96.5. Follow them on Instagram and Snapchat and like them now on the Foch and Sarah Facebook page.